This is the Recency Bias Tribute Turtleneck Edition. Yes, indeed, the Montreal Canadiens faced off against the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday night. A 4-3 overtime loss to the team at the top. But of course, the main news in Habsland on Sunday, the era of Thomas Plekanec, at least for the moment, has come to an end in Montreal. Thomas Plekanec dealt to the Toronto Maple Leafs. I know, it hurts, especially with news that Brian Gionta, now with the Boston Bruins. And look, as you may have read in the forum on rabidhabs.com this week, I felt the Thomas Plekanec trade was important. Most of everybody at Rabid Habs felt it was important that the Canadians move Thomas Plekanec and get some assets back. And it's a solid haul for Plex and Kyle Braun, whoever. What's it matter? I've never heard of the guy. He's been dealt. Coming back is the Maple Leafs second round pick, which, you know, not bad. Plus Kirby Reichel now on his third NHL team, 23 years old, trying to figure out his NHL career. I mean, I believe he was a first round pick. And defenseman Renat Valiev, who probably based on the things I'm reading, as if you've listened to this podcast or the Big Pod at any point, you recognize that Sean and I are not prospect folk. But what I'm reading anyway on Sunday, after Plex has been dealt, is that Renat Valiev is, could be a 4-5 six defensemen, maybe three at the top end, likely not, but kind of on the border of breaking into the NHL right now. But the Leafs had a lot of prospects, and there's a bit of a logjam. So he seems to be the most interesting piece of the deal, if there's something interesting outside of the second rounder. But hey, a second rounder plus for Thomas Plekanec. Now, I've got a piece that'll go up on rabidhabs.com sometime Sunday. Talking about Plekanec and everything that he meant and just the kind of player that he was and his service to the Canadians. And, you know, deep down, I have something of a hope that maybe he'll come back and retire as a Hab. You know, play that little half season with the Leafs right now and do a playoff run with them. But we shall see. The future will decide. Maybe Plekanec has played his final game with the Montreal Canadiens, which I saw in person, and he scored. I'm still mad they didn't make him the first star of that game, because the writing was very much on the wall. And he had 2 points in the game. It would have been easy to make him first star and give him one final moment to skate out center ice at the Bell Center and just say a few words. But alas, Chad got it, and it's not the biggest deal in the world. But Plex, thank you. Hopefully we'll see you again soon. And I wish you the least of luck in Toronto. Please bring that half slapper to the goalie chest to Toronto. So far, Juhlsson and Plekanec have been moved. Back to that game from Saturday night. Who were your goal scorers? Well, they were Frays, his second of the season. Morrow, with his fifth of the season. And Maximilian College Boy Pacioretty, his 17th of the season, the ultra-rare Max Pacioretty power play goal. Would it not be mildly fitting if Max's last goal as a Canadian came on the power play, which so few did over his time with the Habs? Now, Elliot Friedman spoke in the intermission on the Sportsnet broadcast. I guess it was technically, if you're watching the Habs game, a City TV broadcast on Saturday night. Hard to find the game amongst all the Olympics and every other relevant game going on in the NHL. But Friedman saying, "Patches, it seems like Pacioretty wants out." I gotta admit, that kind of ticks me off. Pacioretty wants out, and he wants to go to Florida. And I could not be less shocked that Max Pacioretty wants to go to Florida. Doesn't that seem exactly like Max Pacioretty should be? Playing for the Florida Panthers, scoring 30 to 35 quietly every year, not wearing a letter, just being Patches on his day off, putting on the boat shoes, heading to the yacht. Now, I don't know that the Canadians feel any obligation to trade him where he would like to go. You get what you can for him. I'm hearing at this moment, and, you know, this could be made irrelevant as soon as I finish recording this, if Patches gets dealt in the next few hours, but L.A. maybe? Some talk of that, some talk of Nashville, which, let's face it, would be hilarious and sad and a bunch of other things. Oh yeah, back to the game. Easy to not talk about the game's lead up to trade deadline. Speaking of trade deadline, we'll try and do a big pod in the, I'm not sure when, but we'll be doing a big pod sometime this week following the trade deadline. That much I can promise you. It was a good game, though, Saturday night. All the other distractions aside, it was a really fun contest between the Habs and Lightning. And oddly enough, the games between Montreal and Tampa have actually been pretty entertaining in a season which we struggle to find entertaining games. You got to pick them here and there. But Saturday night was actually a really fun contest. Canadians, of course, end up losing in the shootout. Antti Niemi, who had been haunted by the Lightning this year, 3 games prior to this one against Tampa with various clubs, because Niemi's been all over this season, he had allowed 14 goals in 3 games to Tampa. That's a 5.71 goals against average. He had something like an .833 save percentage. Not the case on Saturday night, though. Antti Niemi, incredible on Saturday night. 36 of 39 saves in the shootout loss. Without him, the Canadians aren't really in it. And he played a pretty solid game on Thursday against the Rangers. Would have been a shutout if not for an absolutely brutal, ridiculous call against Charles Hudon, who was in by himself trying to make something happen. And somehow he got called for a penalty. Of course, as you recall from Thursday night, they go down to score, which is too bad because it would have been nice to have Niemi post a shutout followed by that performance that he had against Tampa. I know maybe the Kings are needing a backup. Somebody give something for him. It's not like you're going to get a ton for Niemi. And I know some people are saying, well, now should we hold on to Niemi due to the fact that Price is out with the old conky? Let's let Charlie Lindgren do his thing, and I don't know, Zach Fucale or whoever the hell can play backup. We don't need to hold on to Antti Niemi as we try to head towards the bottom, is my point. But overall, so what made it a fun game? I don't know. Montreal was up for it, for one. Back and forth was nice. And we're seeing the kids play. Noah Juulsen, second NHL game. 21 minutes, 2 seconds of ice time. Incredible. 18-13 of that in 5-on-5. More than any other defenseman on the Habs in 5-on-5. He did not lead in overall minutes. That was Jeff Petrie. Understandably, he played 24-52. But for comparison, as I say, Juulsen, 21-02. Victor Mete looks great. 19 years old. 19 minutes, 6 seconds. Consistently getting more ice time. So Claude Julien's turning the page. Or has turned the page already into looking towards the future. So, you know, those are the things you got to be taking out of the game. Do I care that Morrow and Frey scored? Do I care that future Nashville Predator, LA King, Florida Panther, St. Louis Blue, whatever it turns out to be, Max Pacioretty got one on the power play? Doesn't do much for us now. But I like the ice time. I like the development. It's all future now, kids. You got to wonder what Nashville, LA, St. Louis, whoever gives us for Patches, should he go? Because you look at that haul Rick Nash pulled in. New York Rangers getting back from the Boston Bruins, Ryan Spooner, Ryan Lindgren. So cost 2 Ryans for a Rick. And then Matt Beleski, a first and a seventh. I don't know what the point of the seventh is, but holy shit. That is a haul for Rick Nash. If you could get anything comparable to that, even say a Matt Beleski in a first, forget about the 2 Ryans in the seventh. Phew! And Nash is gone now. So Pacioretty suddenly one of the top names when it comes to acquiring scoring wingers. I'd be surprised if Max isn't moved, to be honest. I would be surprised. Habs have tons of cap space, tons of cash. They can retain. I mean, look, the Canadians retained half of Thomas Plekanec's salary, the maximum allowable, to make it work for the Leafs. Plex might be the last move the Leafs make. Don't have a ton of room, contract or cap space-wise. So probably, I mean, that's a decent acquisition, I think, for Toronto. Good third, fourth line center who's still got it when it comes to playing defensive hockey. He's still the guy you want as the shutdown center against the other team's top line in those big moments in playoff games. He's good for that. He's good for durability. Just missed his 17th game when they pulled him out of the lineup from Saturday night, made him a healthy scratch. That was only the 17th time in 12 seasons that Plex had missed a game. That's incredible. That's insane. Which is also why, despite the fact that he's only 34 years old, there's a lot more mileage on those legs than perhaps some other players who are of equal age. He's just played nearly every goddamn game. Reliable little turtleneck bastard. And it will suck. It is going to suck watching him play his 1,000th NHL game with the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's unfortunate. It does suck that Plek didn't get to play his whole career with the Habs. But there's no room for sentimentality in this rebuild. Look no further than the New England Patriots and all they've been able to do. That is a team with no sentimentality. That team would have cut Plex a while back, to be honest. But I'm allowed a little sentimentality. You're allowed a little sentimentality. So we all tip our turtleneck to Plex. Underappreciated the entire time, I would say. Till the end when he was probably appropriately appreciated. Anyway, your Habs now 23-29-9. Single point they picked up on Saturday night. That puts them 27th overall, 55 points. 2 points ahead of Vancouver, 3 points ahead of Ottawa, same games played. And just for reference, 8 points ahead of Buffalo and 9 points ahead of Arizona. How bad are those teams? Holy. To be 8 and 9 points behind the season that we've had, and it's felt like a season from hell. You gotta be real bad. Finally, the rest of your scores from Saturday night in the NHL. The Philadelphia Flyers, they beat the Ottawa Senators 5-3. The Sens continue to lose, keeping that spot behind us. Calgary, 5-1 winners over Colorado. Winnipeg, the team I'm rooting for from here on out, they beat Dallas 5-3. Thomas Plekanec's Toronto Maple Leafs beat Brian Gionta. Well, he's not on the team yet. Brian Gionta's Boston Bruins 4-3. Yes, Gio has signed with the Bruins. Plekanec in Toronto. It's all gross. That was a great game between Leafs and Bruins. Patrice Bergeron seen leaving in a walking boot after that one. So, I mean, in the hours after, they went and got Rick Nash. But a real shame if Bergeron is out for any period of time. I mean, he's making himself a heart contender right now. So, Detroit beats Carolina 3-1. Florida beats Pittsburgh 6-5. The Penguins' hot streak comes to an end against the Panthers. Washington all over Buffalo 5-1. Columbus beats Chicago 3-2. Chicago, who's going to be sellers at the deadline, almost unheard of. New Jersey, they double up on the Islanders by a 2-1 count. Arizona blanks the Anaheim Ducks 2-0. And Edmonton beats LA 4-3. Find me on Twitter. I'm sure I'll have commentary from the At the Montreal Bias account as the trade deadline rolls on. At Zach drops tweets as well from me personally. And at Rabbit Habs, which will be giving you all sorts of deadline coverage as we close in on it on Monday afternoon. Till then, I say take care, hold on to each other, love each other, because you never know when they'll ship you off to Toronto for a second round pick and some parts. Take care, Thomas Plekanec.
try to turn them off. Everything they switch to is just another man in shitty suits. Everybody's cheering for. This must be the genius we've been waiting years for. Oh no, this is so embarrassing. Ah, we're pissing fits, crying on our doorsteps. T-shirts loose and ripped. Some of them so out of style, I cannot save them. There must be the rest of my salvation games. Keep the girl waiting in a bed and light the water. Check the lead, dim lights in the lower. Hide your back on shoulder shorts. Give the gift and fix your head. You have to get this turtle neck.
Thanks a lot.